Hearing on ordinance 17 and 18, there are additional appropriations from edit on the, for the military museum, youth sports, the Greg Park Vaughn Trail, and then on the second Niblack project. Anybody got any comments on that? For or against? With that being said, we'll close the public hearing.
We'll call order council meeting for April 24th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen. We have roll call.
Bob Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Dwayne Chapman. Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Westfall.
Here.
Okay, adopt the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Got a motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of the minutes from the April 10th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Those minutes are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I'm going to do this now.
Yeah, go ahead.
We will show you, this is the gift that we've received from the Chinese visitors we had last week that they presented to the city. And Scott can explain what it
is. Yeah. The two birds down there basically just represent friendships, coming together. So the people from China gave this to us, so.
Where are you going to put it?
They have those in wallets.
Yes.
Damn, beautiful.
Did you help me out?
Yeah. I wrote that.
You can read that. Okay, anything else? Not committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I see you. Solid waste meeting this morning at 8 o'clock. Lasted about 2 hours, didn't it?
Yes.
If anybody would like to read any of this information down here.
Any other reports? Now we'll move to report of city officers. Being none, we are going to move on, but we're going to move on to the Leicester Square Park, skate park.
I just wanted to put this on the agenda to kind of open up some dialogue to where maybe we could look at putting some money toward the repair and the maintenance of the skate park. And I just think we need to open that discussion up. And the mayor had stated that we've got some guests in town that has a pretty good understanding of skate parks, and I think I saw you guys out there earlier checking the park out, so.
Well, first of, thank you for having me. The skate park was put in '06, through Mayor Mooney and the city council. I think total cost was $125,000, and that was everything, with the concrete we had to tear out. It is a modular, it's metal. It was bought, or put in by Skate Wave, and Skate Wave is owned by Landscape Structures, which is a playground company. So, not knocking, it's what we could afford, but it's not a true, you know, skate park company piece. We have a lot of users. It may be 11 years old in actual age, but it's probably like 20 in dog years. It's had a lot of use. So, a lot of kids use it. This is Mr. Aaron Spahn. He owns Spahn Ranch Skateboard Company. He's president and founder. It's been going on for 25 years. They've built skate parks all over the world. He was in Louisville this afternoon. They're looking to put in 4 skate parks in their system. And then he's going to Evansville tomorrow morning, talk to their city and parks, and they're going to try and put a skate park in there. It just so happens that he was here today. So we've been out at the skate park. I think Thomas told some of our skaters to come today that were out there also. There's a nice group of kids that skate. If you talk to the neighbors, and I know you're out there, Paul Martin and his wife live across the street. I think when it was first put in the early 05 or 06, you know, the noise and the kids probably more than what used to be out at Leicester Square. But over the years, I think they've cleaned up their act. I've always said it's not the skaters that tear up the park. It's that secondary people that come out and just kind of watch, which it's a park, so they can come. But the last few years, we've had some older guys like Thomas that have skated and kind of help us police, along with the neighbors. But if some of the kids are leaving trash or tearing stuff up, they try within reason. And they can't go out there and yell at kids and force them out. But, you know, this is something that if you want it to go to the next stage, we've got to take care of what we have. I have Mr. Spahn, if you'd like to come up here and kind of look at our, he looked at our park. I'll kind of say what he's probably going to say. It's not in bad shape. It's got age. Structurally, it's fine. The panels that you see missing are panels that we've replaced, and they've been kicked out and replaced and kicked out. We just don't put them back in. The pictures that were on Facebook, yeah, there's trash underneath, and we get it. We replaced all the bolts. I mean, there's nothing structurally wrong with the park itself. Aesthetically, it doesn't look good. The ramps itself, though, show age. They're slick. They had a texture at one point, and all these kids at skate can attest that you know, they may slide a little bit more. From a standpoint of us, and I don't want to take everything Mr. Spahn's going to say, but trying to fix what we have would be like trying to fix what we did with the pool. It's got a life expectancy of probably about 15 years at tops. Just because it's outside equipment. It's a cookie cutter type of piece that you would just go and say, we want this ramp and this ramp and this ramp. I'm not advocating that we go with Mr. Spahn, but a concrete skate parks have a longer durability, a better flow. The kids like them more. What we have now is just 2 basic lines. We have a lot of open space where kids gather and stand, and it's more dangerous than having a park that's full of pieces. So I think I'm taking everything you're going to say. So go ahead if you want to. But Mr. Spahn, like I said, has been building parks for 25 years, and I just want him to say what he saw about ours and maybe a little bit about what we could do down the line. And then after that, I'd like to mention what Mr. Tucker's done to kind of move us forward on this project.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon. My name is Aaron Spahn. I've been a skate park designer, builder. I'm an operator of parks as well for 25 years. X Games projects, all probably built 1,000 skate parks all over the U.S. and many other places in the world as well. And so, having done this for 25 years, I've seen the skate park industry go through cycles and in different changes. And the modular ramp style park was in trend about 10 years ago or so, and it's kind of evolved past that point. One of the reasons is that they have a limited lifespan. They tend to wear down. You maintain them after a period of time. And the biggest reason that they're kind of falling out of favor is they don't really provide the type of use that skaters really like to have and are becoming more accustomed to, which is, and I'll illustrate that a skate park that you have is pretty much a linear park that has a couple of avenues of travel within the park. So you have kids that are trying to skate back and forth in like an 8-foot wide path, and you basically have two of these, and then half your park is mostly open space. And if you go there and watch, the kids are, you know, they're using these a little bit, but then most of the time they're just kind of rolling around in this open space. And I think that they're really coming to the park as much because it's a social center, it's a place where they go to skate and hang out, and maybe even less about how much enjoyment they're getting out of the actual ramps themselves. Now, when you look at the equipment and you look at it for legitimate safety reasons or structural reasons, it's actually in better shape than for a park of its age than I would have expected. They have become very slick because the coating is wearing off the surface. And if you tried to stand on one of those spots, you literally, like ice, you could literally slip out and fall. And there actually is one area where there was some structural, starting to be a little bit of a structural issue, and somebody came in and actually welded it. A citizen came in and probably welded that seam to try to keep the lips from separating from each other. But all that being said, this park is at the age where you can continue on with it for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and probably at about that point you're going to be looking to replace it or get rid of it. You have to make a decision whether you believe in the skate park as a recreational activity in a park, and if you are, then you might take a look at converting it into something more modern. And the truth is, you already have the infrastructure in place to do that. You have a nice concrete slab there already. The size and the shape of the park is big enough that I think that it, your population, if that was fully designed and fully populated with skaters, it would be a well-used park. You'd have 5-6 times the amount of kids out there in the park. And it's also something that you could grow into. You could go out there and start to develop parts of that park with concrete features, kind of make it into a concrete plaza. And you could start now and kind of grow it in phases, keep the ramps out that you have and start building out into a new style park, and then maybe cycle out the older equipment and turn it into more of a concrete plaza, which is going to be quieter. It's going to be a lot more, you can make it a lot more aesthetically interesting and pleasing with colored concrete, more sculptural type stuff. And I literally think that you can take it from what it is and almost multiply it by tenfold as far as like the enjoyment factor to the community. Now, I also believe that in the state, in this area, there needs to be something at a little bit higher caliber. And I believe you'll have kids driving in from neighboring communities as far as an hour away to come and use a well-designed, nice facility. So ultimately, there'll be revenue paid back to the city with kids coming in from outside the city to help use the park. So I think it's a good investment. I believe, obviously, but I do. I believe in skate parks, and I advocate for their use. And one other thing, I think that there's some changing trends in skateboarding and skate parks. There's more kids that are using these parks that are not just skateboarders. They're kids on scooters, kids on bikes. And there is a, and in California, we actually changed our state liability legislation to allow all non-motorized recreational vehicles to be used in skate parks. And we name by activity, skateboards, bikes, scooters, and wheelchairs. Wheelchairs are now a sanctioned use in skate parks in California. And you might not believe it, but there's a lot of kids out there with prosthetics and wheelchairs that are starting to come and use skate parks, not only by themselves, but with their parents. And getting a tremendous reward and opportunity coming in and challenging themselves and doing something like the cool kids are doing. It's something that I think is going to grow. And I think it's, when you think about who's using a skate park, I think a lot of people don't recognize that there are more types of people, more types of kids that would use these parks. And I believe that if you change the design of your park, you would totally revitalize that park itself and make it fit more into the scale and the aesthetic of the park as a whole. You could dress up that park and make it much nicer. And if you had, if you have any specific questions, I'd be happy to answer questions. Have any questions?
So on a positive note, the possibilities are endless for what we could do with this. Correct?
Correct.
All right.
Well, and the other thing is, I think that the type of retrofit that I'm talking about is something that also could be a community-based effort, not only from a fundraising standpoint, but I think you could also get local businesses involved, local contractors involved, and you could come up with a plan where you're trying to get, it's not just about how much it's going to cost to build or how much do we have to raise. I think that there's creative avenues for bringing the resources together to do a refurbishment. So that's kind of what, we kind of have a program called Flat Slab Refurbishments, and we put together a design and kind of a laundry list of the materials and the things needed to do it, and kind of give the tools to the local community. You know, not only do they get a picture of the park they're trying to do, but then they get like a strategy of things that they can go out and find and help bring resources they can help bring.
So this is something they can do in different stages. It doesn't have to be an all now.
It is, but if you were to, the sooner you start, the more of an overlap you have now between equipment that you have that's still functional, and as opposed to spending money on maintaining, refurbishing that existing equipment, it might be better to start transitioning funds over and transitioning into a new style park.
And what I really like what you're talking about is how you're advocating the grassroots has a really big impact in this. I know you probably can't tell, I'm not really a big skater. I don't know how many of us are up here, but to have that input from people that actually do it is vitally important. And I know that we've tried to do that with most everything that we're trying to improve on the city, is to get input from the citizens and from the people that use it.
Sure. One of his reps, Vince, I apologize, what's?
Vince O'Neill.
Vince O'Neill, we've been in contact with Vince, and Vince got me in contact with Aaron that was going to be coming down here. They've sent us, and this is no, we're not asking for any monies. I told the mayor this the other day. If you remember back when we did the pool, Hafer Associates came in and did the feasibility study, and we paid them, and they did the big binder of stuff. Spawn Ranch has sent us a quote that they would come in a full-blown, like a 2.5-hour public meeting. They would do 3D drawings, conceptual of everything, of what they would sit down with these guys and the mayor. But it's one of those things, and I think it was like a $5,000 total, but... And again, we're not asking for anything like that. Thomas is raising money, but that's what we're going towards first. I mean, Tim said it in there. You got to have a plan of how you attack something. And without knowing what it's going to cost in the long run, we're not going to be able to, I mean, I can tell him to do all the fundraisers he wants, but if it's a number we're not, know what we're shooting for. So Spawn Ranch has that capability of coming in, sitting down with the community, having a public meeting, going through design, setting designs up in a like a CAD, and knowing what we can do. Phased in, one big thing, or whatever we wanted to do, they would make it what we wanted. And then the kids would be able to go out more and say, this is what we're looking for. And I've told Thomas about every time we talk that this is not a tomorrow project. I mean, this is going to be a couple years of us trying to fundraise. All these grants that are out there, like the Tony Hawk Foundation, things like that, and not just that, but grants in general, you have to have a percentage of money raised before you can apply for them, because they want to see that you have that grassroots initiative, and they want to see that you have the capability and the not just the funding, but the backing of the community to do these. So, you know, we're taking real baby steps here, but it's Thomas Tucker, this young man right here, and then you can see the kids in the audience. Thomas has already got a car wash with Memories. Matter of fact, the young man in the green shirt's got tickets if anybody wants one. They're going to put buckets in like 20 businesses. Tom owns a skate company on 24 North 4th called Home Base Skating. He's giving 15% of his total sales for the year. I can't do it without people like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you say the word? I mean, I don't want to kill you. Maybe it was just for the day. Was it? But we can't do things without having people like Thomas and these kids in the audience. You know, when I told Mayor Mooney and the council back in 05, you know, we've got baseball fields and basketball courts and things like that. We need a skate park for those individuals and those kids that want to do that type of activity. And it's, like Aaron said, it's not just for Thomas that likes to skate. I mean, it's for the younger kids that like the razors. We were out there at 4 o'clock, and there was probably six or seven kids under 12. There's one kid that was about four that was just going over the very edge of the corner of the ramp. But we want to put in position that all of our parks, usability with the fitness equipment that's going to go in out there, hopefully, a new skate park in 3 or 4 years. I mean, just envision what that area would look like. And then if you living out there, you don't have to listen to the clatter of the...
The clatter, yeah, that's etched in my brain. It will be.
Steve,
is that what's doing
with it? The 5-year plan that you put together, did you have this in the 5-year extensively, or just kind of, was it kind of in the background of things?
No, we knew that at some point that the skate park was going to have to be addressed. From our standpoint, and I didn't want to put, like, it was not important, but, you know, Greg Park and things like that were areas that we wanted to put our attention at. But we have talked to Thomas and the group, and knowing that there is a desire from these kids to help push the agenda.
That kind of helps push it a little bit farther than what it was, correct?
And, you know, and I think it was in the paper about the 5-year plan, or maybe at our board meeting. I mean, it's a working tool, but it's also very fluid. Even though that piece may not be on there, things come up that you want to address as they come up. And, you know, this council and the mayor has just been, you know, great about that over the course of his term. I don't think there's any expectations, like I tell Thomas all the time, perception and reality. We've got to be level-headed about this, but we've got to have you behind it and pushing it. And he said he's made the commitment. It's every day until something gets done, he's going to move this forward. So well, it just worked out tonight that Mr. Spahn could come and kind of give you a little feedback. I know there are some things on Facebook and things like that, which is fine. I mean, we, you know, if we don't see things, sometimes we not miss them, or we may miss them. But the park itself, like Mr. Spahn said and I said earlier, it's not as bad as it sounds. But to be proactive like we've been on everything else, I think the time has come to look in the next 2 or 3 years towards the future, especially if we've got individuals that want to help push this agenda. So,
well, I think in the last 5 years, we've shown a pretty strong commitment to our parks. And this just kind of falls in line with, you know, things that we've done. How hard would it be for you to kind of put like a rough outline of what we would do next, or kind of a plan in place for us, kind of how we've staged things before with other projects where, like, hey, within this amount of time, 18 months, 24 months, this is what we would be looking at.
We could do it right now. It just depends on funding. I mean, I can go out and try and raise the $5,000 over the next year or 18 months. There may be a businesses or maybe someone. I mean, Thomas can't have 20 car washes, but, you know, he's already raised $700. So, you know.
Does the Parks Department have any money? That
yeah, I mean, and I'd have to talk to my park board. And we've got non-reverting money that we could.
So with the goal right now, just be able to hit
$5,000. Our next step would be to hire a company, and yes, Mr. Spahn's right here. So, that is how.
That's not the only reason I'm here.
No, but I think that's what we would do. I mean, we did it with the pool again. With that type of a large investment, you'd have to have somebody come in and guide us of how we would want to proceed. We've already got information from them and from the Tony Hawk Foundation on fundraising. I mean, there's only so many fundraising ideas and things, but there's a lot of advocates out there that are pushing skate parks and skateboarding that we can rely on their expertise. And these guys have been wonderful of just giving us free information, of helping us out. I mean, him coming from Louisville here today just to go to the skate park and look and give us some ideas. So, but yes, the next step would be do a conceptual design of cost. I think we would do the conversion, the public meeting. I mean, that would be our next step. So I know we've talked, our sister city students are probably, but if anybody has any more questions, I mean, I hope it answered anybody's concerns that they had about the skate park. I just want to say that Doug Roberts, my maintenance director, is in Florida this week before we opened the pool, and he's called me like four times today because he takes all the parks as they're his own. And I told him that I was coming. He said, well, tell them that I do the best that I... So I want you to know that Doug's in Florida right now worrying, so I'm going to call him and say that he does a good job. And I know you appreciate everything we do. And Tim said we appreciate all the support that we've gotten from the board or from the council over the years. So I will get back with you at the next meeting and maybe have a plan in place of what you guys want to do.
So Steve, between the Parks Board and us, if we would come up with the $5,000, then we would go ahead and proceed with the plan?
Yeah, I mean, that would, and we would definitely hire SPA. I mean, again, when we did the pool study, it was Hafer. We just contacted them out of Evansville, and they did the feasibility study. And but I think
maybe
that,
you could look through your budget and let us know what,
yeah,
what we would have to do to contribute to the.
We'll talk to our next board meeting in May. It's the third Wednesday, and I could probably talk to them prior to that, and we'll see.
And what's a little bit different than this, obviously, when we talk comparison to pool, I mean, obviously, pool's a one big thing, and you go, but we did go through the process, and you get it, and you here's every bell and whistle that you could possibly go through. Now, what works for us?
Yeah, and that's what we did with the pool, and Mr. Spahn and I were talking this afternoon after, and that's why we did it with the pool, too, but you want to get the kids. You want it to be functional and usable for them, but like I told Thomas, too, me, we're looking at every individual that wants to use it. So we just can't have the nice things for the profession or for the skaters that have a little bit more skill. We want that four-year-old to be able to. So having more pieces, we have a big, I think that pad's like 13,000, but probably, I mean, it's like 120 by 128. So that allows us to maximize our usage, just like with the pool.
Right, and being able to grow into the park where we would be able to do this in phases and phase things in and phase things out. I mean, that gives us a really easy option to be
and
able to go into
this.
And
it gives us a window of, like Mr. Spahn said, of maybe 3 to 4 years because the pieces that we have, I mean, there's no need of letting them go any longer than outside of that.
Right.
So, yeah. As a council, are you going to help support?
Oh, yeah.
Get the money to move forward.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to move forward with this sooner than later so we can
so
get it
going.
You can
get the clanging out of here.
Pardon? Well, it's unbelievable how much it's used.
Well, and
it's sometimes there's 20 people over there. And they're not that bad.
Did he scare you when he said there would be like fivefold?
When he said it would increase fivefold, I was thinking.
Well, I'm saying it'll increase the enjoyment factor.
Oh,
the enjoyment factor.
You've got to bring more people.
And within your enjoyment factor.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for letting us speak tonight, and we will work on a number for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to go back to. We'll go back up to old business. First up is ordinance 15-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from unsafe building fund. Your first reading was April the 10th.
Motion to approve ordinance 15-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal to have second reading of ordinance 15-2017.
Ordinance 15-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2 from unsafe building fund.
Discussion.
Now, Mr. Mayor, this is to get the ability for us to get buildings torn down faster, then also get refunds faster, correct?
Right.
If we have that money already put in there, that just speeds up the process, correct?
It was actually, this is a non-reverting fund that had been reverted back to general fund, but it needs to be put back into this fund. But yes, then it will help.
Right.
If these bills pay and get it moving forward.
Question?
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Revelad?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading passes by vote of 6-0. And a motion for third.
Make a motion for third reading on ordinance 15-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 15-2017.
Ordinance 15-2017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from unsafe building fund, $1,000.
Discussion.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 15-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 17-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, military max $50,000 from EDIT, new sports is $100,000 from EDIT, Great Park Long Trail from Riverboat, an amount of $20,000. Your first reading was April the 10th.
Motion to approve on second reading, ordinance 17-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 17-2017.
Ordinance 17-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, for a total of $170,000 from EDIT and Riverboat Fund.
And we've had, we had public hearings prior to the meeting on these at 6 p.m. on 15, 17, and 18, or on 17 and 18, I'm sorry.
Yes.
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 And second reading of ordinance 17-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Need a motion for third.
Motion for third and final reading on ordinance 17-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 17-2017.
Ordinance 17-2017, section 1 and 2, $170,000 from EDIT Riverboat.
Discussion.
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 17-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 18-2017, additional appropriation from EDIT for the second Niblack project in the amount of $17,102. Your first reading was April the 10th.
Motion to approve 18-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 18-2017.
Ordinance 18-2017, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2. $17,102. Edit.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 18-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Need a motion for third.
Motion for third and final reading on ordinance 18-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 18-2017.
Ordinance 18-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2 from EDIT, $17,100.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Revelad?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Sherry Rose?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 18-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next on your agenda is Mark Hill with the Lawrenceburg students, but I do not believe they are all here yet. So we're going to move on to Ordinance 19-2017, an ordinance of the City of Vincennes, common council establishing it's a threshold for employees for not bronze, but I don't know how one is phrased. Gratuitous.
Well.
Need a motion for first reading.
Make a motion for ordinance 19-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westphal, to have first reading of ordinance 19-2017.
Ordinance 19-2017, an ordinance of the Vincennes Common Council establishing a de minimis gift threshold for city officers, employees, and further in city business, be an amendment to the code or the handbook for city employees, permitting up to $100 in gifts, mainly meals at conferences and so forth, permit networking.
To NDOT, the discussion has changed the rules. Now, if you follow their rules, you can't even accept a pen from a contractor.
Engineer.
So this just sets a limit of $100. And it's basically the way you go to a example, I would say, is whenever you went to your mayor's meeting, you would aim, was paid for, correct?
Is that $100 just at one, like a day or at a time? Or, I mean, is there leeway in that? I mean, let's say you're at a conference or something, is it day? I'm just curious.
I think
per gift. That would be a common
sense. That's what I assume, but you know, it's a little bit vague in that it's just $100 gift, period. So I didn't.
No, it's not.
I don't think lifetime gift.
Right. Okay.
It's basically like when we go to conference and stuff, the way the rule reads now that you couldn't accept a dinner from any of the contractors you work for, either engineering firms or, and that's just covers this group.
So you still could accept 5 dinners from 5 different groups, is that what it?
Or you could, or. And I think we just based this off of, didn't you get this? This was based off of other communities. Put this in place.
Is this something just to clear up the rule book or clarify?
We don't have to buy much anymore.
That's right. Exactly.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Westphal?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 19-2017 passes by a vote of 6. We don't need to go through the. We'll finish it next meeting. Okay. Next is claims.
Make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of $357,036.25.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, to approve claims in the amount of $357,036.25.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Kelly Rose?
Yes.
Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
By a vote of 6-0, the claims are paid. Under miscellaneous, real quick, I'm going to mention that our large item disposal dates, where citizens of Vincennes can haul their own large items to Republic and dump it for free, are May the 20th and June the 3rd. Both of those are Saturdays, and it's from 8 to 11:30. And that is, again, at no cost to the city. Republic does this for us.
And second, and Niblack's closed. We want to remind people that, so you're going to go another way.
And it will be closed for these days, too, so. Okay.
So, as best as we know, the German students are going to be here about 7. So, my suggestion would be that certainly the mayor and I will stick around for their arrival, and we could ask for volunteers if any of the council members want to stick around until they get here. Apparently, they had a concert that they attended at the university at 5 that ran longer than what they thought it was good. They thought they were going to be here about 6:30. But, and I appreciate your stretching the best that you can.
I say we just take a recess till 7 and everybody's sticking.
That's entirely up to you, Mayor. I think that would be a gracious gesture on the part of the council. So,
so I will stick around.
It's only 15 minutes.
Okay, so you don't want to adjourn?
I mean, you got a special birthday card.
Oh, I
kind of
signed everything.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Maybe. We can adjourn if you want to stick around then.
Sure.